This is Christ's Blessing, held on November the 10th, 2019. Everyone is welcome. Everyone on the call and everyone who will listen to the call in the days, months, and years after, because we always keep our calls archived. We know that there are prayers that will touch people in a special way who might not be live on the call today, but they will listen later. And they will appreciate everything you have to say, which could be in the form of gratitude or request or experience of miracles or just your simple love of life and reverence for God. So whatever you have to offer to our community is very, very welcome, as are you. We are on a Q&A mode now, so you will have to dial in, and it's simple. It's just star 6 and then press 1. Just follow the cue. And as soon as I see you in the queue, I will open your line. So we have some people that have muted their lines. Remember, if you ask to be included, unmute your phone. Tony, hello. It's so good to see you and be with you. Your line is open.
Hey, Glenda. Yeah,
hey.
Tony's good. Hi. There's a whole series of very interesting events going on in the sky, some of which are already visible. But we're going to have one tomorrow, which is very impactful, but not visible unless you have a telescope with that can observe the sun. It's going to be an exact alignment of Mercury and the sun, which will actually last about 5 hours. It takes Mercury about that long to go across the disk of the sun. Yeah, it's called, I think they refer to it as a transit of Mercury, because Mercury actually is transiting visibly across the surface of the sun. So this one is amazing. We get this about once every 13 years. Well, it can be less, but it happens about a dozen times in 100 years. Yeah, so it's rare. But, but very, it's significant. The way it's speaking to me, it's the alignment of light and awareness. And, so it resonates in multiple ways, but, that's the way it's striking me most strongly. And
so it looks like we should be set up to have some insights and realizations during that time.
Very good connection. The exact time of it is tomorrow morning, 7:30 Eastern Time until about 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the duration of the thing.
Wow. That's a long transit.
It is. It really is. I think it's typical, though, for about the length it usually is. So this one also then will come back. So Mercury's retrograde, so it's going in front of the sun. So when Mercury now will slingshot around the bottom of its orbit, and when it comes back around and hits the sun again, it will be exactly with Saturn and Pluto on the day that Saturn and Pluto meet. So we'll have Sun, Pluto, Sun, Mercury. So we get the first hit right now, and then we'll get the second hit on January 13th, January 12th, January 13th.
Oh, my. So doesn't that often mean that what's set in motion on one pass by may be completed on the return pass by?
I think that's a good observation for this one. And I think they're both activational. I think that, when they're together with this one, they're in Scorpio. So it's going to take us deep. So it's an awareness, a deep awareness with the light. And then when it comes back around, it's going to be in Capricorn. So that's not until January. And so in Capricorn, it's going to be like that's Earth. And so it, with that one, it's more like what is
functional.
The transformation? Yeah. And it, but it's how is the transformation becoming evident and because it's in Earth. So it's going to be showing us
exactly
evidence and practicality. Yeah.
Yeah. So from insight to functionality.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. Well, Tony, we really, really treasure your observations about the greater field of our awareness, because most of us have thought that our field of awareness is about the size of a walnut. And on our better days, it might be a little larger than our brain. And on our very best days, it might surround our body in an outer orb. So very, very few people realize they are actually connected to everything. And everything is a contributing factor to our awareness, and not just to our awareness, but to our opportunities and options in life. So the more we are connected to this outer field of opportunity and options, the more we can stand in our faith, realizing that anything is possible. Literally, anything is possible. Everybody else might want to know that Tony and I have discussed having a jam session on a weekday evening in which we talk about things like this. So if you'd like to be part of that, let me know. Send me an email, care@spiritus.com. Better to me, glendagreen@gmail.com. Okay? Then I know I'll get it, and just say in a subject line, I'm interested, and we'll see how large the interest is. It's something Tony and I would just enjoy as a conversation if nobody else joined us, but it would be even better if we brought into the whole conversation the many observations of other people. Well, Tony, did you want to ask for a blessing, or was it just a contribution?
One quick one. Yeah, for Judy's sister Lori, she's making progress, but needs some more energy and a blessing for her healing process. And then my friend Steve, he has made a huge shift. I've been doing a blessing for him, but I want to bring it up to the whole group. He has been doing marvelous healing work, and he's kind of working on a recovery from issues with alcohol. And he's just kind of turned a real big corner on that, and I just want to send him a lot of love and support for his process and his healing.
That's great. Okay. We've got him on the list and in our hearts. Okay.
Thank you.
And we have a caller from, it's an international call, country code 61, and you're on.
Hello, Glenda. This is Irene Andrew from Australia.
Well, welcome.
We want to express our absolute deepest gratitude. We had a miraculous day on Saturday. We sold our house really well, and we bought our dream home on the same day. And the whole process of the sale has been just a beautifully well-oiled machine. And it's since we've been listening to your calls and receiving the blessings, and I've been studying Love Without End. I'm totally convinced that has been the greatest contribution. Certainly we've done our practical things that we had to do, our human things. Spirit has certainly been with us, and we are overflowing with gratitude.
Oh, that's wonderful, and congratulations on your home and your life going so well. And yes, you know, the thing is, We can do anything with God. And the key to the door, to the gateway, is love.
Yeah.
But it's not just giving love. It's knowing that you are love. Because life is seeking, here's the key, everybody. When you know that you are love, then you know that life is looking for you.
Yes.
Opportunities are looking for you. Because everybody is hungry for love. Everybody wants to connect with love. Everybody knows they're going to be benefited by love. And so once you know that love is who you are, all you have to do is stand in that power, be the best person you can be, and do your best at pulling your life together. Now, what I mean by that is just don't let your life get scattered into 1,000 pieces where, oh, I'm a little bit over here, a little over there, a little over here, stressed, can't get it all together, can't stay focused. Well, see, when we're like that, it's hard. It's hard for life to find us. So try to keep your life at least a little bit together. Be the love that you are. Know what you want. Love God and love your fellow man, and it all starts working. It really does. No matter what you're going through, it all starts working.
Yeah, and we've certainly experienced that, Glenda. And I just want to say also, I think, like you say, our motivations have been for this new home to be a hub of service and community. So it's not just a home for us, it's we've moved to the country and there's lots of different spaces to do various work and healing things, so it has very much been in our mind to be of service to community.
That's wonderful.
Out of our
absolutely
life.
Glorious. Yeah. I'm so happy for you and thank you for sharing.
Thank you so much.
And we hope someday you'll come over and let us give you a hug.
Yes. We're giving
so
you
today,
a hug. Thank you, Glenda.
Today it'll be a spiritual hug, but congratulations for everything, really. That's a marvelous report. Okay, well, we're moving on. I see Stephen is on the line. Hi, Stephen. And
hello,
how are you today?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. I'm on here on, well, first of all, just to say that I met with a business broker this last week. Last week I expressed my plans to sell my business, and so a little progress is being made there, which I'm excited about. And
right.
Yeah, and then I just want to also ask for a blessing for my dear sister Lisa, and
okay.
Also continued blessings as well for my dear friend Shane, who I believe is on this call as well, and amazing and lovely wife Vanessa, and
okay.
For myself as well, as through my healing transitions and my career transitions. And actually, in regard to that, I would love to set up a private counseling call with you at your convenience, you know, if that's possible. And,
oh, I would love that. I would love to get updated on your life and where it's going next. That would be fabulous. So just send me an email.
Okay, I'll do that. And that's it for today. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, that's a lot. And I know it's going to work out beautifully for you. Everything will move in perfect order.
Thank you. Many blessings to you, Glenda. I love you.
I love you too. Bye-bye. And Mara, you're on. Hello.
Hi, Glenda. I would like to ask for blessings today for my son, Matthew, who is being very, very challenged right now. And my family, because they're all concerned, of course. And and give thanks for all the blessings we've already received. I don't want to go into the details because it's too much to talk about, really.
Okay.
So I just want to feel everybody's love. Thank you.
Well, God knows the whole story, so you don't have to tell us. Just let us hug you, give you a spiritual hug, and send His blessings with your name on it. Okay.
Thank you so much. If I
and
try to
prayers.
Talk about it, then I end up in tears. So.
I know.
Okay.
I know how that goes. I've been there too, Mara. So
you.
just let it be, and know that you are loved.
Thank you, and thanks to all the blessing givers and all of our guests that are praying with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Yes. Shane, I see you're on, and welcome.
Hi, Glenda. Thank you so much. I just want to just recognize you showing up for all of us here and showing up for this work and, you know, for the gift of love that you've given all these years. And I'm so grateful for you and for what you've done in my life and what you've done in the blueprint. It's very special, Glenda. And, we all love you very much.
Oh, it's so sweet.
Yeah. Really, can't be said enough, and I know, I hope that gift continues to,
oh,
to occur
will.
To your heart. Okay, good.
It will. Oh, it's etched on my heart. And actually, Shane, you brought up a very important point that I want to offer to everyone, not about me. From my standpoint, it's just in a state of humility that I'm able to be here faithfully. But I just want to say something about the encouragement we have when we see the dedication and the continuity of something, whether it's a person, their values, the work, the dedication, the performance. It means so much to us, all of us, to see that someone, anyone, cares enough about anything to keep doing it and doing it and doing it. The simple thing is, if I had only offered the blessing once, it still would have been a powerful blessing because it wasn't coming from me. It would have been from God. And if I'd done it twice or three times or for 3 years, it would have been a powerful thing to do because it wasn't from me, it was from God. And I take no credit on that. But the fact that we've been here now over 10 years says something in a very special way. Mm. It's like that hometown cafe that you go to when you just want to feel like you could lean back, let your shoulders down, and know that you're at home. And this is what we feel sometimes when we go to church, especially if it's something, a place we've gone with our family, when we go to a local park where we've been with our beloved dogs or pets and the kids growing up or our childhood friends, and we go there, we sit on the bench and we're there, and we know without a shadow of a doubt, God doesn't go away. Never. God doesn't go away.
Right.
We present ourselves to the Lord in many different ways. Sometimes in a state of celebration, sometimes in a state of gratitude, sometimes in a state of hurting, sometimes in a state of grieving, sometimes in fear or doubt. But the miracle happens always when we go into that state of faith where we know that God doesn't go away. And I know that one of the sweetest gifts I can give anyone is I'm just here every Sunday. And I bring a place to you where you can connect with God. And just let yourself relax and have the gift, receive the gift, take it into your week. And even if you can't come back next Sunday, know that I'll be here. And wherever you are, maybe you're off on a work trip or a family reunion, or you just don't feel well, can't be here, don't have a good connection. You can get into that connection inside. And see, that's what I think is so important about knowing that love is who you are. Because you don't have to be in the presence of something or someone who loves you, or you love, you are love. Just go home to the love that you are. And miracles happen. They really do.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Glenda. No, I'm really, what you were saying reminded me of what Yeshua said through you, which about all of the souls, even especially in the really darkest times where there were still, you know, there were still some souls who, you know, the ministry of the Holy Spirit who were holding this space and engaging in the prayer. And I'm so grateful. I have to actually share, you know, I came on, and asked for, and so did Steve, and asked for prayer and healing for, Vanessa, what she's dealing with sarcoma. You know, very aggressive cancer that's returned and metastasized to her lungs, stage 4.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. But the prayer, you know, the prayer that week, you know, it's been about 2 months now, but, you know, she had scans. She hasn't even started treatments yet. She just started treatments, but she hadn't when we prayed. And, she's been doing treatments for 2 weeks, but we had scans right before or left to go do treatments, and of the 6 nodules in her lungs that were shown to be growing, as of the scan right before we left, 3 had shrunk and 3 had stayed the same size. And the largest one shrunk from 23 millimeters to 14, almost half. And so, you know, the prayer and the faith and everyone coming together and the love, and I know that ultimately with destiny and in terms of the love that you are, you know, whatever's meant to happen in terms of your love, you know, and guidance of the Holy Spirit, you know, that's on a deeper level. That's beyond the ego's control or the mind's control.
Oh, yes.
Definitely.
You know,
but whatever is, you know, I just wanted to share that this has happened. And
such good news. It really is. And it shows that you're on the right path of just loving and having faith. And I want to add one point of important reinforcement to that. And that is that negativity has no destiny.
Okay.
Negativity does happen. It does happen in this world. It happens in the form of physical illness. It happens in the form of death camps, such as happened in the Second World War, or some horrible other political situations that have happened. Negativity does happen. It erupts, and it's terrible, but it has no destiny, because our universe was created only as goodness. Only as goodness. Only goodness has destiny. And so find the destiny of goodness that you can focus on and hold to that destiny of goodness, and it will overtake and overcome the negativity.
Beautiful.
This is how numbers of people not only survived the death camps of World War II, but they went on to be world leaders, people who changed the world, because in the most horrible circumstances, they found a positive point of goodness they could focus onto and hold onto, and it changed everything. Then, you see, what happened is they discovered this truth that I'm telling you. Now, you can say this truth in words, that I'm saying it to you in words. Yeshua told his apostles the same thing in words many times. And the saints through the ages have spoken the same words. But we all have to discover this for ourselves. And this is why at the conclusion of every healing, Yeshua would acknowledge to the receiver that it was their faith that made them whole. Because he wanted these people to not just get the healing, but to gain the realization. Because the realization will prepare them for surviving and transcending other eruptions of negativity that do happen. You know, just as a generality, a metaphor, there was a time in the history of our planet when volcanoes were erupting frequently, and there were horrible, deadly situations, and the people would wonder, is God punishing us? Oh, wow, what have we done wrong? And they would escape to another location and try to do life all over again. But the ones that were wiser among them just realized that was only an eruption. It was only an eruption. It had no destiny. Destiny was life. And what happened is that actually the volcanoes fertilized the ground and brought new topsoil and fertility to the earth that allowed things to manifest into the next level of life. So that's I wanted to take it off the point of human suffering to back to nature, back to the fact that eruptions happen. And I think the volcano is the best example I can think of eruptions of evil happen, or negativity. A volcano is not evil, but it is destructive. And if nothing else, it disrupts the crust of the earth and burns trees and reconfigures the land. So it is disruptive, but not evil. But we could think of it as evil if we chose to.
Right.
You see?
Right. Yeah.
And in the end, the only thing that prevails is goodness. Goodness is the only thing that has a destiny. So whenever there's an eruption of something that looks negative, that looks evil, that looks destructive, find something good to focus on. Because that's what will carry the destiny.
Yeah. When he said that about faith, is that like connected to where he says, is that when she touched your robe and she was healed? And he said, she touched my love and was healed. Is that like, rather than him healing her, she was able to be reminded of the love that she was through how his realization of his own?
That is certainly true. But the thing is, she had faith in him to touch his robe. She knew it was still, I haven't changed the equation one bit, because it was her faith that made her whole. It was her faith that made her touch his robe. It was her faith that made her believe in his love.
Wow.
So it still comes back to the same thing.
And they work together. Right.
Exactly. And the thing is, it doesn't have to be just faith in God. For example, Vanessa decided she would have faith in her treatment, and the treatment's
mm-hmm.
working.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have a personal situation that's not nearly as threatening as what she's facing, but
okay.
it certainly was it was something I didn't want, let's put it that way. I had a serious injury in the gymnasium in 2001, and because of it, the doctor said, you're going to have a hip replacement. And I said, oh, no, I'm not. Oh, no, I'm not. I am not going to have a piece of metal in my body, and I'm not going through that pain, and I will find, thank you very much, I will find a holistic healer who can get me around this. We will rebuild the muscles. We will retone everything. It didn't work. Now, you know why it didn't work? Is because I was fighting it. I was not accepting that the injury had happened and it just needed to be repaired. And as I was finding holistic healers, they might have been able to do the job, but I didn't find them because I had faith in them. I was looking for them because I didn't have faith in traditional medicine. Then finally, you see, you get what I'm talking about? In
100%.
Other words, okay. So it doesn't matter as long as you have faith. And then someone told me about an orthopedic surgeon that had just worked miracles. She was one of the top in the country. And she worked on, she was actually a gold medal Olympic award skier. And she worked mostly on athletes. And I thought, oh my gosh, if I could just have her do this, I know she would do it right. In other words, that faith came into focus. Okay? Now, I'm not done with my story. So I told my doctor, and he said, well, I said, I want her to do my surgery. And he said, well, you and everyone else in the world, what makes you think you'll get in? And I said, because I want her, because I have faith in her, because I know she's the right person for me. And he said, well, all right, I'll write a reference for you, but you may be waiting 3 years. Is that what you want? And I said, I want her. Okay, he wrote me a reference. I got an appointment with her in 3 weeks.
Wow.
I went to see, and I told my doctor, and he said, well, you'll be waiting for 2 years before you get the surgery. Okay, I went to my appointment, and she and I had perfect rapport, and she said, sure, I can do this for you. And she said, you know, I just had a cancellation. Can you be ready in 2 weeks?
Wow.
And I said, doctor, I've been ready for 8 years. So,
wow.
See, this is the power of faith. And faith is about when you know something is right, you know it's right. When you know you need to do something, you do it. So the woman that touched his robe knew she needed to do that.
Because
she
had faith.
She had faith.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
wow.
Faith is certainty. And certainty in the unknown. You know, let's say it this way. Very simple example. It takes an awful lot of faith to get in the car and drive across town in rush hour traffic and know that you're going to get home.
Right.
You probably never thought of it that way, but that is faith.
Right. Right.
You've probably thought of it as, well, my car's in good shape and I'm a good driver and I'm going to be careful. That's probably the way most people think of it. But you have no idea how much faith it takes.
Right.
And we lose that faith when it comes to something that threatens the life of someone we love, or our own life, or a situation that suddenly erupts and frightens us. We go, oh my God, what will I do? The first thing to do is be quiet and know that God is here. God never goes away. Find something or someone you can touch, something or someone you can believe in, something or someone you can do that makes a difference. And that's why I'm here every Sunday.
Thank you, Glenda.
You're welcome. And God is with you. So, and God is with your beloved. So just hold on.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And we are running a little bit late, but I'm going to take Julie's call. Thanks for being so patient, Julie.
Hi, Glenda. Good to speak with you. I have a couple of requests. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay, wonderful. I woke up with a migraine this morning, which was a little rare for me, but it's taken a while to resolve, so I wanted to get on the list for a blessing for that. Also, I live in a condo, and I have a new neighbor who's extremely loud every possible way, you know, stomping, door slamming, music, you name it. And I wrote a letter, and I haven't given it, left it with them yet. I'm writing it from the perspective of giving thanks in advance for them to consider changing, you know, these requests. But I'd also just like to put it on the blessing list for resolution, because just being peaceful at home is really important to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And I can, I've been there. I've had situations like that, so I can relate. And just be the love that you are. And let it start there. Okay.
Thank you so much.
That's enough to cause a migraine, by the way.
Appreciate that.
I have a feeling your requests are interconnected. Okay. All right. Kathy, I see you came on. Well, I'll take your call quickly. Hi. Kathy, do you need to unmute your own phone?
Sorry, dear. I do have another person who needs prayer support, and his name is Paul. And it's a sudden illness. And then a friend just asked me if I could take another couple of names into this group, and that is Linda Davies and Rudy Barnes. And thank you so much.
Okay. Linda and Rudy?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, dear.
I don't have to know the particulars, because God knows it all.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, and blessings to you, dear. Thank you so much. Let's all get ready to receive the love and the blessings of God. And we will begin now. And just be in your favorite position, in your chair, relaxed. Take a deep breath. And let it out slowly. The reason I say slowly is because that's how we breathe, when we're completely relaxed. And it helps to generate the tone and the mood of relaxation, which also helps to generate the tone and the mood of faith and the touching of love. To know that we are loved, and that what is good in our life was intended, and what has erupted as an unpleasant event has no destiny and will at some point dissipate, sometimes suddenly, sometimes progressively, but it always goes away. The negative doesn't win. Just know that. Think about the life that the Dalai Lama has lived through, just as a meditation. The conquering and defeating of his country, the migration of his people. And yet, through all of that, one of the most peaceful souls in the world. And he continues to inspire peace among his people. And they continue to embrace and live in a state of peace, despite their relocation, despite their hardship, the harsh weather in which they live, the other hard conditions. They live in peace, knowing that God is there. Now, the more we can contribute to that, the more that state will prevail in the world for us. Sometimes it helps in receiving a blessing to pray a blessing for someone else, because we are all connected. Now that you are in this state of peaceful receiving, I will say my prayer to Yeshua. And then while we are conducting the energy, you say your prayer. Dear Yeshua, thank you for bringing to us the peace of God, the radiance, the inspiration, and the clarity of the Holy Spirit, and the grace of God. We thank you for being with us, even when we don't know you're there. You are. Even when we feel alone, we can reach out and you will touch our hand. We ask to be your arms and legs on earth, that when we touch others, we give them your love as well, thereby becoming a giver of blessing, thereby giving blessing. We receive a multitude of blessings for ourselves. We thank you for everything. Love, life, our food, our shelter. Whatever peace we find in the world, we thank you. And we ask now that you would be with everyone on this list in their special needs, for they have asked for your help. And you have said, ask and you shall receive. We come in faith like little children, asking and knowing that you will give. Now we will be in our prayers and receiving your magnificent gift. Amen. Blessing givers, join me. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, you continue to receive by going to lie down for at least 7 minutes. And don't continue your prayer. Just be a blank slate upon which the grace of God will write more blessings. Bye-bye for now. Much love.